And I was in the field of communication, and at the canteen unit, they insisted that all women take a canteen course because they didn't know when we might have to just fall in and learn how to set up coffee and food for the military men. But they also suggested other areas we could work in their offices and take communications. I took communications. I was a little surprised when I found that communication also meant learning the Morse code. The da 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 da. You had to learn the whole alphabet. After a while, after maybe about 7 or 8 months, you got to kind of halfway knew what you were doing.
Do you still remember the whole alphabet in Morse?
No. That's been almost 60 years ago? Yeah, no. Only thing I remember is the SOS. Da 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 da. Da da dip, da da da. It's supposed to be 3 da da's and a dip and a 3 da da da's for SOS. Okay, now that's what you did for anybody when anything went wrong, and then you had to shorten words. You shorten words almost like soon would be SN. So you only did the 2, and so that when you read it, you had to read it like you knew that what letters fell in. There's a word for that, but that's what you did. You didn't spell words out like would you go. It's W-W-D-U-Y-U, and take out the O, and you had to learn that kind of ordinary speaking and communication, so the other person, the other end, would know, get an idea. It's not all the SOS was strictly for 911 setup. It couldn't be used in any other county area. Otherwise, you use the W's and the D's in the code work that you use. And it was very, very interesting. They were very consistent with that because they were saying that they couldn't have telephones and things that were they going out in the fields, and because telephone was a big business then, but they couldn't have them out on the fields. Only the field manager carried it, and they had some kind of a little box set up where they carried the phones out with them in their cars and et cetera. But we did military. We did military drills. We did the parade drills. We had to learn the parade language, left turn, right turn, rear, rest, cadence and stuff. You had to learn. Oh, we had to learn that and practice and do it. We were called out to drill it ourselves, to drill the 25 of us. You know, we had lieutenant, and captain, and all this stuff. I just said they had the regular thing with master sergeant, who was Stella P. Thomas at the time, and boy, she was a master sergeant too. You come in there with your shoes untied. You were given the markdown. Given a job you know you wouldn't like to do, she'd have you to do, and she wasn't kidding, so you had to march your P's and Q's.